Good evening. As promised, we shall look again at I Serve a Risen Savior. We left off this morning with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and then by the 12. He was seen by many more. We go back to the tomb. Mary returns to the tomb after Peter and John have left. And she sees angels, and then she sees Jesus. John 20, verses 11 through 18. And then later that afternoon, Jesus appears to Cleopas and his unnamed companion on the road to Emmaus, and in a separate incident to Peter. Luke 24, verses 13 through 35. And then the same Sunday evening, Jesus appears to the 10, the 11, minus Thomas. We know what has become of Judas by then. Behind locked doors. But doubting Thomas was not there. And then a week later, he appears to the 11. The same locked door venue. This time, Thomas is present. Then there are further appearances that take place over 40 days. We find 40 repeated frequently. Over 40 days. With as many as 500 seeing him altogether. He was seen. And then we get to the instructions that we see in Galilee. Where he instructs the disciples to go forth and spread the gospel. Open your Bibles, if you would, to Matthew chapter 28. Beginning in verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." I want to emphasize just briefly, though some doubted. We ought not be too hard on ourselves when we have doubts. It's a normal thing. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Perhaps only shortly thereafter, Jesus gives his parting instructions, informing them of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 44. Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 44. He said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witness of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Post-resurrection, full of witnesses. No reason to doubt. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again, and the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen. And as we have just drawn from the Scriptures, he was seen by hundreds, if not more. The Lord was seen. He was seen. He was revealed. He made himself known post-resurrection. Now I want to take us further back. I would ask that you would open your Bibles to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. And we go back. Before death and before burial and before resurrection. John chapter 4, beginning in verse 3. He left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go to Samaria. So he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. It was about noontime. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Again, about the sixth hour, about noontime. She comes out by herself to the well to draw water. As we'll see develop in our John chapter 4, this woman probably came to the well to draw water to not be ridiculed and not be chastised. The woman, verse 7, of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, I can picture them there sitting, the two of them alone, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Verse 9, then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Now this woman had problems of her own. And yet even with the problems of her own, she considered herself more worthy than this individual whom she was speaking to. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his son and his livestock? Jesus answered verse 13 and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up for everlasting life." Verse 15, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have said well, you have no husband. For you have five husbands, and the one whom you have now is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is a place where we ought to worship." Verse 21, Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming," verse 23, "and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit," verse 24, "and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. And when he comes, he will tell us all things." Verse 26, Jesus reveals himself. He makes himself known. It's very clear. He says in verse 26, Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." As if to say, "I am the Messiah of whom you seek to come. I am he." Jesus is seen. Jesus has revealed himself. Jesus has made himself known. Now let's look at the reaction. Let's look at the reaction of the disciples, of the woman, and of the men in the city. John chapter 4, verse 27. And at this point, his disciples came back from the city. They'd been in to buy food. At this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" But that's what they were thinking. Verse 28, the woman then left her water pot. That's why she came out there, remember? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" He just got done telling her, "I am whom you seek." Verse 30, then they, the men, went out of the city and came to him. That's no different than today. People are still seeking Jesus. They're just looking for someone to show them to him. Consider now our own reaction. Should this woman, or a woman like her, should this woman, or a woman like her, seek Christ? Seek the love of Christ, the companionship of Christ, the forgiveness of Christ, the teaching of Christ. If that woman, or a woman that mirrored her image, was to walk in those doors, that woman, who's had five husbands, and the one she lives with now is not her husband, if that woman was to walk in these doors, what would our reaction be? Would it be love? Would it be forgiveness? Would it be compassion? Would she receive the teaching of Christ? What about this fellow here? Would he receive the same reception as someone who walked in the door with their nice attire? What would our reaction be? Let me tell you about this fellow here. This fellow here is the one who brought this fellow here to the Lord's church. This fellow on the left is the one who sat in my driveway and would not leave until I came out and got in the car, because he wanted to make sure that I went to church. I don't know how many people Brother Hagee did that for. He died at the age of 44. After a kidney transplant, if I remember right. But I know one. I know one. And I know from that one, his wife Mona came to Christ. If someone like Brother Keith Hagee was to walk in the door, what would our reaction be? If the woman at the well, or someone of her mirror image, was to walk in the door, what would our reaction be? We need not be surprised at how the Holy Spirit works through us. We need to just let Him work. Just let Him work. Let Him guide us and direct us, and let Him work. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. And as they say in the sales profession, don't cherry pick. Let the Holy Spirit work. Share the attitude, share the reaction of the woman at the well. The woman then left her water pot, went in her way into the city and said to the man, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" There are women at the well. There are men at the well. There are those seeking Christ who come with flaws, full of flaws, just like this one. Come to Christ full of flaws. And what I want you to ask yourself this evening is, are we the church for the woman at the well? Would she receive the same love and the same compassion and the same teaching that Jesus got? I believe we are that church here in Roxboro. We can just do maybe a little bit better, God, myself included. We sung the song, "He Lives." I serve a risen Savior. We all serve a risen Savior. And we just need to figure out a way to allow that Holy Spirit to work through us so that we can reach out and touch the women at the well who are looking for living waters to drink. If you're one of those individuals this evening, come forward now as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Art thou gentle voice of Jesus, for